Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Good time, John.
It really is. And of course, this is the Christina Liu Show. And so, of course, Christina's with us, but we do, in this segment, have to just update the town on what's going on.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know, do things close down or do the classes and the various things?
Yeah, so no, the good thing is we have a lot of virtual programming. And the fact that things are virtual, you know, actually leaves it more flexible to, you know, to kind of keep things going with certain things. But I want to touch next week, as we had said, is going to be our last live show.
Right.
For the new year, which is crazy. And the theme is really going to be kind of centered around caregivers, which I think is really important. And North Shore University Hospital now has a caregiver center that they had opened up a few months back. They launched, so there's resources there. There's a social worker there. So they're doing great work. So they're going to come on to kind of talk about their organization. And then we have on Elizabeth Robles from the Alzheimer's Association of Long Island is going to talk about COVID-19 and caregiving and those kind of challenges. Because I think especially around the
holidays, right?
Yes.
True. Okay.
Around the holidays, it's super important to, you know, call attention to our caregivers, because I think that they're the ones that, you know, get kind of shafted because they're not taking care of themselves necessarily. So that's going to be, I'm really excited to have that segment, and we'll talk about Chris. And you guys, a little elf might be visiting each of your houses to do a little drop off at some time next week. So stay tuned. I will have you all prepped for our final show of 2020. So Dan, if you see me on the Ring camera, I'm looking
my Ring camera is going to go off again, isn't it?
You know, I'll put like an elf hat on or something, you know, so I could identify myself, because you can't tell who I am with my mask on or whatnot. There'll probably be a Christmas mask involved somehow. I bought some disposable Christmas masks I've been wearing the holiday season. But so like I said, please check that out. North Hempstead also had some great little virtual programs that they were doing. There was the lighting of the tree is always super beautiful for North Hempstead. So that actually is going to be today at 4 p.m. There will be the tree lighting, and you can tune in live on the North Hempstead's Facebook, or you can go to North Hempstead's website and you'll see a link for that. And then yesterday, they actually had the...
This is not... Definitely nobody goes in person to this.
Yeah, I do. I believe it's all virtual. Yeah, right, okay. I don't think... I mean, if you walk by, I don't think you're gonna... But there's no gathering, you know.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. And then there was a menorah lighting was yesterday. So I thought that that was really nice, that that was a virtual kind of thing that they did. And there's been a whole bunch. If you check out North Hempstead TV, the week of December 14th, so next week, there's going to be a whole bunch of different holiday theme Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa, different readings and stories. I think there's some cooking going on too. So I would definitely check out North Hempstead TV. They have been doing really, really great programming. I mean, they have us on there, so of course it's fabulous. But on top of that, you know, seasonally, they've been doing really great stuff. So definitely check out North Hempstead TV for that.
Quick question on that North Hempstead TV. Do they have a schedule that they put up like every week it changes?
Yes. Yeah. So if you have to always go to their website. So it's mynhtv.com. And they will always have an up-to-date schedule, because that really does change, you know, based upon scheduling or whatnot. So it's, once again, that's www.mynhtv.com/schedule. We'll actually take you right to the schedule page, and you could see what's the schedule for the day. So definitely I encourage it.
It makes life much easier, because what I've been doing when I want to see us, I like to see it. I tape like 3 days solid because I don't know where it is. And then I start hitting them and zooming through.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could look it up.
Yeah, you can look it up and, you know, put it on your schedule. Oh, yeah. And hopefully, you know, I know we're in talks possibly to be put on North Shore TV. So that'll be exciting too, if the show will be on there. And I think the most important is spreading the word. And yes, I think it's great. We have great topics. Yeah, we have great topics, and we have a good time doing it. And I think that's needed to do this. So it's really nice. And my phone, I swear to being home, the amount of scam calls, we could do a live scam call. As I got it, it says spam on my phone. You know, working from home, I never realized how much my home phone actually rang until, you know, I'm being home. So I no one else calls me besides spam calls on my house phone. So
how many days after the last, I'm sorry, after last week's show in the afternoon, I got a phone call from somebody who wanted to know about hospice. It was my brother-in-law who you saw in the picture, had a friend of his who's in got troubles, you know, he's not going in the right path. And he wanted to know, and he had no idea that we were on the radio that day about hospice. But I was able to, and I saw that show was on this morning at 9 o'clock, but it's not on the website yet.
Yeah, because so it's to watch the actual, you know, watch our radio show. If you go to the WCWP YouTube page, it will be on there. Unfortunately, North Hempstead TV, because they're not directly producing the segment, they don't have it on their website. So if it's on WCWP, you could, and our Project Independence website, usually about a week or so, depending on how busy, because they're also working remotely a lot of times. I sent it over to be added to our North Hempstead.
You just said something that I didn't know. These videos are also available on WCWP.org?
On their YouTube page, not W. So if you go to YouTube, YouTube, and type in WCWP.
You go to regular YouTube and type in WCWP.
Right. Yeah, okay. So sometimes they'll have it on before us. So it's kind of, you know, we're just trying to get it as many places as possible.
What do you type in, Christina? Seriously, WCWP.
Yeah, just type in WCWP radio and it should come up.
Okay. Cool.
You'll see like the little WCWP logo on there. But like I said, it's usually about a week or so after the show airs, it'll be posted on our Project Independence website, which is newly renovated, which is really very user-friendly. So you could actually click right on the link to listen live to our radio show, or you can click on another area to check out the archive shows, which will have the audio and the video of the Zoom stuff.
When there's now almost 9 years worth of shows on there, if you don't know the month that particular show was on, you kind of have to go through the whole thing.
Well, but if you type in the search bar, that's where I'm
going with it. In other words, if you're interested in hospice,
right,
or Medicare, or Alzheimer's, whatever, you can put that in the search bar and the shows that are relevant to that will come up.
Absolutely.
Which is a good thing, frankly.
Yeah. And I also want to encourage people, you know, we always say, if you ever have any questions, you call 311 or 869-6311 and we would be able to facilitate. You know, if you say, hey, I just want to know, was there a topic on, you know, macular degeneration? You know, obviously the call will come to me and then I would give you a call back or whatnot. So like I said, there's never any silly question to call 311 to ask. So definitely I want to encourage everyone to check that out. Also Project Independence, I have to give a special shout out, which a press release should be coming out soon for our fabulous Blankets of Love ladies. I know we talked about it a little last week, but they have made even more donations this past week. Ronald McDonald House, they donated 14 youth blankets that they made and 10 baby blankets. Bethany House, which is for mothers that have some abuse that has happened to them, they and their babies, it's a safe haven. They got 3 baby blankets and 3 baby hats they asked for. And then for the North Hempstead Veterans Drive, 15 blankets were donated, and there's like another 20 something blankets that they're trying to find places to give. And they're just incredible. You know, and I was looking at the quilts are so beautiful that they made. And then they meet virtually. And I think it's really nice, you know, because they loved, the group was more than just actually making things. You know, they would all sit around, they would talk about their day or talk about recipes or, you know, so it became kind of a support group where you were actually creating something, you know, so it had so many different layers. And I think it's really awesome that they're still doing that during this time. So a shout out to those wonderful women who are doing great stuff. And it's just a cool organization.
Do they physically get together or is it
no
virtual?
So right now, I mean, they obviously prior to COVID. So right now it's all virtual. They we have a system where the town we're able to drop off some yarn or they'll pick it up. You know, one person will come pick it up, you know, from a locked office and kind of get it. So right now they're just meeting on Zoom. And that's what they're doing. And then we arrange for a kind of pickup and drop off of blankets and stuff.
You gotta be safe. That's a smart thing, especially if you're dealing with seniors. There's no
reason. And like I said, you know, as we had touched upon too, you know, with our PI social worker and nurse, you know, it's this fine line of finding, because the mental component really is taking just as much of a toll as the physical component for a lot of people during this. And I think it's important. You have to address kind of both of those things, you know, so you want someone to be safe, but you don't want them to be totally isolated, that they have all kinds of mental issues start arising and the mental health is really suffering, you know? So I think having these kind of programs in Zoom that you still feel like, you know, you're connected and, you know, this was a huge part of these women's lives, you know, this group. So to take that away was upsetting. So we, you know, all pulled together and how are we going to make this work? And I think it's a lot of brainstorming. So the fact that we've been able to do that and look how many blankets were created that are now going to be donated to people that need it. So it's really special. It's one of my favorite programs. And like I said, we also have these social groups that are meeting. Our social discussion group, our men's group is meeting. Our World in Motion group we have, which is really wonderful too. We have, which kicked off last week, was a group called In Your Own Words. And that's a journaling group that's meeting. So that's going to meet again on the 22nd of December. There's the PI exercise programs, obviously, that are so, so popular. So you can check that out. And then in 2021, we have great programs that are coming up. I'm already getting requests to create promotional material for that. Stuff from the Alzheimer's Association will be on there. There's the Heart Smart, which is a program Northwell Health is doing, which is 6 steps in 6 weeks to heart health and healthy living, which is great.
We're done.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So there's one. Call 311.
And get these things a little earlier in the program.
That's right. Call 311.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Otto and Christina have wonderful weekends. And Dan, you're too, you know, I'm not looking at you, but I know you're there. And everybody be safe. We'll be back next week.
Be safe.